I didn't realize that.
He said that
Top, they gave a big dinner when he retired and really treated him.
Oh, that's it.
Well, he was head of the at Auburn University. When they came over, they were looking for a good man for this particular job, and went out and found what they thought was the best man and hired him for that, because they had a big program coming up, and
I see.
And so that's what they did.
I had it in my mind that it was a rather closed society there, perhaps that they wouldn't hire outside their church.
But. He said that he told them when he went there, what church he belonged to, and he says Mormon hadn't said a word to me yet. So anyway, that they go, well, he partially retired sometime this last year, but they had him to keep a room in the building just to be a consultant.
Very good.
For them, and so I thought that was real good report for him.
It would be.
And he was just a real nice person, and was real interested and nice and helping us with all of the book.
It'd be an enormous project.
How many books did we get, Billy? I got 150, I guess, that I got first time, and then I got 200 next time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think somebody mentioned today the cost.
$9. And somebody else come along and said, oh, they have one about like that, or somebody that they'd have to give 15 and 20.
Yes.
And so we thought that was doing pretty good.
It certainly is. And I suppose he could bring the cost down because of the number of copies he printed.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but of course he just told me that that's what they'd be, $9 a piece. Mm-hmm. And
were you able to find a good deal of interest in the family to buy?
Yes, most of them, just almost all of them would buy one for each one of the children. And
fine.
And so
that may lead them in turn to continue the
Yes,
the
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And by keeping these sheets record every year, then, it wouldn't be so hard for somebody that would want to take it up and make another one.
Mm-hmm.
In later years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I admire your energy and your dedication. it take a lot of it.
You see, do you want to know a little bit about my husband's family?
Yes, I would.
His father was a Methodist preacher, and three of my husband's brothers were Methodist preachers. And he had a sister that was a missionary to China in Shanghai, same school in Shanghai, for about 33 years, I think. And one of my sons one day talking to somebody, and they asked him something about his his uncle, somehow about one of them being a preacher, and he said, yes, when I named all three of them, it's somebody that really knew them. He said, yeah, they had all three preachers. Said, Papa could have been if he wanted to. And